So hi, welcome back to Kiara Nation. We're gonna have an interview with Tina Heels, and we're gonna talk about her mission, her new an update. And someone might drop by from or might not. But let's go ahead, Tina.
How are you?
Okay, so how are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so crazy on them. Yes. The world is really going through a lot, and I think we both are experiencing it in our own ways. So, you know, yeah, it's been crazy recently.
Yeah, so tell us an update on what you're up to, what you've been up to, what's going on.
So there's just so much going on in the world right now with regards to poverty, with regards to, you know, with the corona crisis. Remember I told you about the sex workers in India. They're really going through a very hard time. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the girls who used to be in touch with me are no longer in touch with me. For I do not know what happened to them. For I do not know where they have gone. Some of their phones are off. It was like really hard because, you know, since rescue work, we were getting calls from, you know, people that there's this girl that needs to be rescued, there's that this person that needs to be rescued. We rescued a little child actually from the sex trade. Mm-hmm. And it was horrible. But the thing is that he had lacerations on his back, and he was seven, was eight, you know. So that was really something very difficult to process. And he was also abused. He's barely seven. So we found him because we don't work with kids. So, you know, we have no place to keep kids. So we only have a place to keep seniors. That too, we tend to separate the men and the women, you know. And some of our seniors, some of them are mentally ill. So oftentimes they bang their head. Some of them scream at night. So, you know, it's just been a really up and down journey with all of this, because where we keep them in that particular building, the girl I work with, I will definitely introduce you to her, because she's very passionate and a real go-getter when it comes to rescuing people. She does it just like effortlessly. She was the one who started this. She just keeps all these people in her house, actually. Mm-hmm. These 12 people are kept in her home right now. So we've segregated them, men and women, but we are getting more calls every single day that this person needs rescuing, that person needs rescuing. It's just that we don't have the wherewithal to do all of that. And with COVID, you know, things are hard for everybody now. So it's like, that's what I guess propelled me. So we've written to the government asking them for some land at a subsidized rate so we can construct a sort of a shelter for all these men, women, and we want to start with the sex workers and their children. When we rescue the sex workers, we tend to keep them if they're injured or if they've been hurt. A lot of them are like that. A lot of them come because they've been battered by the pimp or battered by the John even. Okay? So they stay with us for a few days and they get better. We provide them medical care and they pass on. But they move on again. So now the thing is, how do we actually rehabilitate them? What do we do for that? So there's a lot of things that need to be thought of, you know, like create food with them by creating hydroponic food where they can grow, you know, programs like this. Mm-hmm. But we've been going around from BMC office to government officials to politicians just trying to get permissions done. So we can, you know, get some fund. And all the funds are so minuscule. that we are literally putting all our money in this right now. As it is, we got a whole bunch of girls, the sex workers, the other day, and I had to go through my cupboard and pull out clothes that would fit them, because they needed clothes immediately. And do we go out with that money and do we buy food or do we buy clothes for them? No, we buy food. So we both had to literally give our clothes away.
Okay, so so basically if the government were to create opportunities,
they could get educated, the children. Mm-hmm. So if we are going to get these trafficked children off the road, we need to educate them. And a lot of them are heavily into intoxicants, mm-hmm. like sniffing glue and like dangerous things like that. A lot of them are abused. So they've already had that trauma they've dealt with. Some of them have been physically, emotionally, mentally, sexually abused, a lot of these kids. Mm-hmm. So you've been interacting with children, buying them food, buying them sweets, you're giving them toys here and there, whatever we collected off our friends. But we don't have the wherewithal to keep children as yet. So we're just concentrating on old people and rescuing sex workers. But we are not even housing the sex workers right now. And some of them won't want to be housed. And we just have all these senior men and women, mm-hmm. 60, 70. Some of them are almost ready to pass. Mm-hmm. So this is a very, it's almost like the work of a death doula. That's what this girl is doing, you know. So she's like literally picking them up and bringing them to her house. And that's how she approached me. She saw my YouTube videos and she felt a connection. So she wrote to me. She said, can we work together? So, you know, I had no idea.
You guys live in the same town or close nearby?
Yes. She lives right in Mumbai City, Bombay City, close to me. So all these old people are from Bombay, from the streets of Bombay. We are literally picking them all off slowly. We feed 40 people. And we cook in the house. We've got a good cook. We cook in the house and food goes out to 40 people. Because we don't have a provision. We don't have the wherewithal to house everybody. So the building we live in, they are complaining because, like I said, a lot of them scream in the night. A lot of these elderly folk, they scream, they cry out in the night. This girl, she had to literally cut her hair off because one lady we rescued had lice. There was a lady we just picked up from Mantralaya. She had her eye sockets had fallen out. She literally maggots in there. This is so scary, man. It's really traumatizing. Okay? So I thought to myself that, you know, and I am very scared of physical trauma. I'm very scared of it, okay? For me, this is facing my biggest fear. To see people in such conditions, physically hurt. And what can I say? It's time to mature and, you know, see. We can't run away forever, can we? So I thought that, you know, I have to look at this. I have to look at my biggest fear. So it's now I don't feel any aversion or any fear or anything anymore. You know, all of that went away. Good. Was replaced by the need to just help these people. It's very traumatizing. It's so traumatizing to deal with this. And they don't have their names. They don't have names. They don't know where they are, their age. So we were just speaking that how do we, you know, the thing with this is we want to not only look after these elderly, we want to give them a life of dignity. Mm-hmm. So how do we give somebody a life? Well, we can call them names, but they can never get paperwork. You know what I mean? So this mm-hmm. is so in the legality that needs to be addressed when it comes to NGO work and foundation work. I'm sure you know that you do that, right?
Yes.
In whichever country, the red tapism, it's unbelievable, man.
It's not just political, Tina. I've been in this 6 years with the foundation, and it's poverty is a it's a system, and it's a It's a business. Poverty is a business. Yeah. And what we've done, what we're doing is we do it out of our own pockets, and then we're helping one person, and then they help the next person, and they help the next yeah. person. And they, like, we buy seeds, like $400, $500, $600, $700 worth of seeds. They plant them. Once they're harvested and everything, whatever's left over, they give it to the next farmer. And this is how we're doing it, because we're not counting on the system anymore. We're going away from that, because the universe is large. And if another human being doesn't have the compassion within them to do for you.
Yes, but you know, it's impossible to grow food in Bombay if you're not planning for urban growth. We live in an extremely crowded city. Mm-hmm. We can't do anything. We literally, and cost of living is exceptionally high in this city. So for all of us to, you know, real estate is one of the highest in this city, in the world. So it's a very difficult place, Bombay City, to survive, to live, as it has all the glitz and glamour. It has tons of poverty. And these old people on the streets dying without dignity, it's disturbing. And we are doing as much as we can, but there are thousands of them. Thousands of them. How do we both physically do this work? You know what I mean?
Yeah. They, you know, have you heard of Avos and the other one, Change? Perhaps
yes.
we could get a chain letter going where and get signatures and stuff and push your yes. government to do more.
Yes, you know? Change.org. I've heard of that, but let's see, especially with this, there is definitely a change coming. Because I feel it, you know, the astrology also suggests it's a time of change now. Mm-hmm. And before the change comes the problems, comes all this, you know, as you are in the eye of the storm right now. So all of this is just coming at us. And each of us are resolving this in our own way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. All of us are resolving this in our own way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard, but it's daunting. For a human being, it's really daunting to even get into rescuing sex workers is such a humiliating thing. Cops look at you like, you know, they don't give a shit. Like, oh, you are here to talk on their behalf. Like, just get out. So, you know, it's because I have an authoritative voice. I go in and I start speaking. It's the cops are like, why are you even here? Why are you even doing this? You know, why are you even wasting your time? It's literally come to that. So there are many women that need to be, you know, helped out right now, that need support. I'm sure everywhere in the world, it's I just read today that many Americans are going to be homeless soon, you know.
And they're already so homeless. around here there's more homeless encampments than I've ever seen in my life. It's
hard.
It's very hard. But it's not, nothing's impossible, right?
Yeah.
So I believe that as human beings, we need to start looking for solutions and look inside ourselves and look for what's creative within us and make something from nothing, because everything comes from the nothing, you know?
Literally. That's what I've been doing. That's literally what I've been doing. Like making something out of nothing.
There you go.
And that's what we've been doing with the rescue work. And, you know, as I said, that the farmer agitation, and there are like 40,000 farmers that are storming Bombay City because mm-hmm. they're repeatedly asking. And interestingly, that they've made this about the farmers, which is very interesting. It's a Uranus and Taurus signature. But the bill that these farmers are protesting essentially affects all of us. It's literally going to, I don't know why more people are not realizing it, because a lot of people, you know, fascism and fundamentalism, they don't get you anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the farmers may have their own little, you know, whatever. They may not, all farmers are not good, like all politicians are not good, or all this. We all have the good and the bad in the mix. But people need to be helped. Food needs to be grown. Food that's organic, food that's healthy, food that's accessible to all. My dream is to literally start a foundation, which is also a temple, which is also a hydroponic growth system, where all the women can come, the old people can come, the children can come, they can get rescued, they can get a rehab experience, they can start then vocational training. That to me is really important. You, all of these women, and let's see, I do have all these plans. Let's see how much of it materializes. It's daunting, but like you said, nothing is impossible. I've completely gone by that all my life. And as I moved into this line of NGO work and helping distressed people, I realized that it's never going to be enough, but it has to happen a step at a time, right? So exactly. That's what we are trying to do. We have 40 people we feed, we have 12 people we keep in the house, we've rescued over 25 sex workers, given them money, given them clothes, given them a wherewithal to move away from their particular abusive pimp. So we do whatever we can do from our own pockets, from our own cupboards, you know. It's my daughter's toys I gave to so many of these sex workers' kids. So it's like what we have, we summon up and we pass on. Because right now the world needs a push. Every one of us need to push together, because we can create something phenomenal.
Yes.
And I think that is why it's like, that's why I will be with the farmers in the agitation process. Yes. I will be there. And that's what I believe, that everybody must be given a voice to be heard, and everybody in this situation in this country is not being heard right now.
Right. And you know, that's, I guess, the source of all things. That's why you're here, because you're their voice. That's how you got into this, because it was, you know, it's your purpose, you know, it's one of your purposes.
And incidentally, what saddens me is that there's so many girls who used to call me up, and now I just don't have any connection with them anymore. Their phones are off. They don't call me up now for months. So I've lost connections with many of these girls who would call me in distress mode. I don't know what happened to them. I don't know where they are. So that is really bothering me as well. You know, there's just so much to do that I don't even know that what to do. I don't know where they live. I don't know their, I don't know what financial situation they were in, because a lot of them had no money. So I don't know where they went. Did they go back to their village? You know, India is a huge country. So maybe some of them did go back to the village and started afresh, or maybe just went back to. But a lot of these girls don't have that option. They can't go back. Understand, something's happened. So it's like I'm just waiting for the dust to settle. There has to be a way that of you know, what I was doing is just wild card. Like, okay, I'll help you, you call me, okay, you found my website, you call me, okay, you email me. But I'm not being able to streamline all of this and really reach out to mass amounts of people. Because it's okay to help one person, two person, but it's still like just only a few people. So that's what I want to extend. I want to grow, and I want to extend beyond that and get more people in the fold. So, and definitely sex education is really big on my mind for women in India, rural women, you know, really big on my mind to tell them.
You know, sex education for all women is very, because it's a power that's used against us because of our ignorance. And you are absolutely right in teaching women, or the feminine, sex education, sex alchemy, and how to use to benefit yourself without abusing someone else, you know.
That's very important. Most of these women, they don't even know what an orgasm is. They need to know what an orgasm is. You know, they need to be able to unfeel that for themselves. They've just been living in this extremely repressive system where they've been used to just procreate. And okay, you are of a certain age, you get married. Okay, you look a certain way, you get a husband, less dowry. You look a certain way, oh my God, no one's going to marry you, and we have to dish out a huge dowry. So it's I don't even know what to say. As a mother of a daughter, I just pisses me off that the situation is like this. And I have brought up my daughter to counter all of this. And I know that she's also going to be a big rescuer. She anyway has that, the same vibe and the same wand and the way she plays with these children. Like, there's no distinction in her mind. There's compassion. There's a deal. She's Cancer rising. Ah. And there's such fun. You know, and the Sagittarius Mercury. So very good with people, very good with people, and the compassion and all of that. But she did tell me that, Mom, I want to have my own NGO where I rescue animals. So she wants her own NGO. So what's been happening with you?
Working on doing the movie series, working on the script a little bit, because most of the people that I'm using aren't actual actors. I just kind of vibe that on them. So they look at where I want them to go, and then they just they wing it the way they want. They word it the way they want to, and they come across pretty realistic. Then I have this, you know, the show. I have the cooking show. We're on our seventh episode. We're almost done. We only got four more episodes before I can start airing it. But I'm gonna air it on Patreon and on OnlyFans because there's a paywall. And Patreon appreciates the artist and so forth. So I'm only putting so much on YouTube. The rest goes on my site. On my I've created a commerce for my site, both my sites, both the adult and the one for this show. And right now I'm basically studying to find out where I can make the most money and what I can do. I'm also educating in Mosquitia my people about which they're so reluctant to sexuality. It's amazing. They are so indoctrinated with this religion and this it's amazing. So I've gone around that and just showing them their inner selves, their inner power, because the enemy gets you in your mind. And this is how they're controlled in their mind. So I am bringing to them history and different aspects of different things so that they can empower themselves, because this is the only way I see and the truest form of way I can see to help them, because I can continue to break myself and just continue doing that, but they're not becoming independent. They're not becoming self thinkers. They're not becoming, do you understand that they're gonna, I'm just feeding the same monster. So that's how I'm doing it. But it's the hardest thing to tell someone who's been indoctrinated that what everything they've learned is wrong.
Literally.
Yeah, it's so hard. But I have, you know, I started off with a lot of students, and now I'm dwindled down to like six. But those six are the ones that are going to show the other six and the other six and the other six. So it's no longer a deal with me that people are dropping, the people that aren't going to be there, that can't do anything. Yeah, that's fine with me. I've learned to let go, because I wouldn't sleep. I wouldn't do anything except work this foundation. But in killing myself, or it's not going to help. You know, all I can teach or give, you know, what was the saying? You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. So yeah. I'm bringing this knowledge of yourself to know yourself and so forth. And I'm hoping that at some point they open up sexually, because as long as you are repressed sexually and you don't understand your sexuality, that is the core of who you are and who. And if you are repressing that, if you don't acknowledge that, if you are not nurturing that, if you do not know that, it's kind of hopeless.
Exactly. It's the same here. This is the same here, that if people are just so repressed and so unhappy, the coronavirus, unable to go out anywhere, it's financial crisis looming. We're just waiting to see when it drops. But at least Trump's left the White House as we speak. So let's see what happens to America, because a lot of this will echo back in right into our politics. Trump was very close to our prime minister. So this is going to bring about a new era for us as well. I was waiting for this. I just wanted to see if U.S. is going to get Trump again. U.S. is going to go for that again. No, you guys did it. And I think it will show in our elections as well. I'm very hopeful. Very hopeful.
Yeah, and democracy, there's chaos, there's change.
Democracy will be restored.
Where there's chaos, there's change, mommy.
Trump is going to do, you know, and you guys have had the Pluto return. So America is going to be completely built anew. America, the way it stands, it's going to be built completely anew. So it is actually the place of the coming of the sixth race, as predicted by Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, which she learned from the Theosophical Masters. And America is the place of the sixth race, where people will be mixed race, and people will be indigos, a lot of psychics, a lot of spirit, just telepathic communication. It'd be a completely new era. I mean, that a lot of that is 2117, like a long time from now. But the coming of the sixth race is America, and America is going to experience a complete breakdown before it can rebuild again.
Mm-hmm.
And actually Trump coming was literally the shadow being reflected back at America.
Just really quick, my mom was saying that in the Bible there's something about the seven trumpets or something, and that Trump was it. What do you think of that?
I don't know. Many people have said that he could, he was the last president of the United States of America, and this and that and bullshit. As Nostradamus or the Lady Vang also, the Baba Vanga predicted, the Bulgarian mystic. Mm-hmm. But no, Biden is now the president of America. Mm-hmm. So it's, and you've got Kamala Harris. So, you know, it's going to bring in a new...
Yeah, I'm hoping that this doesn't go haywire for, because she's the one who created SESTA and FOSTA for sex work, you know.
But then Trump's guys created that.
No, Kamala Harris started that. She was here in Oakland, and she was completely anti. She was talking about sex trafficking, but also bunching sex workers into that. So I'm hoping that this doesn't go on.
No, they are going all out liberal, because they have just appointed the first trans lady in somewhere in Pennsylvania, some state like that.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that perhaps she
they are going to go completely opposite to Trump, because Trump wanted to stop all that in the second. Trump. I remember a lot of books.
Okay, can you repeat that again? Because you stopped. You stopped talking. Just the last part.
A lot of these sexual regulations were brought in by Trump, as far as I have been led to believe. And that a lot of girls actually at that point when Trump came into office, 2016, I think. And they told me that a lot of these sites in India were getting closed because we adopted the same law as the US because of the internet has the same law. And a lot of these sites like Backpage, Color Space were getting closed. So yeah, I remember that. I remember that Trump signed the bill.
Trump signed it. He didn't start it.
I think Kamala Harris was very liberal about sex workers.
No, now but she's part of the Fosta Sesta group that started this stuff. I'm just letting you know, because that was affecting my work, my person a lot. So. You know, I spoke on Fosta Sesta quite a few times. I had quite a few interviews. And, but then during the, when she was trying to get elected, she started talking about decriminalization. And since I'm not in her mind and I'm not a person who's going to sit up there and judge somebody else, but just based on your record is why I'm a little worried, but we'll see.
Let's hope so, because a lot of these restrictions are affecting us as well. The girls here are getting affected.
Yeah.
Well, after Corona, I don't even know if there's a website that, you know, I don't know how the girls are conducting business now exactly. But yeah, there are a lot of restrictions. A lot of restrictions online.
Yeah, well we need to stand up and continue to push forward. Because it's such a stigma, there's a lot of women or a lot of people that have been in the industry and so forth, but won't talk about it. And, a lot of people, you know, and then sometimes you don't even have to be in the industry just as a woman, exactly. As a mother. Exactly. Sometimes you have to do certain things in order to get something. And that should also be put into a person's mind. And we need to stop trying to restrict what adult people are doing with adult people.
Exactly. Complete decriminalization, because otherwise girls can get targeted. We do not need girls to go into jail. We do not need that. So if Kamala Harris does that, no. She's going to really upset me.
Basically, people have to, you know, understand too that, you know, just like the weather changes, we need to be constantly changing our thought pattern because we can't be in a comfort zone constantly. That hurts people.
A very liberal attitude. I have a feeling they.
I'll be very happy. I'm not. But I'm a little concerned.
Decriminalization. I'm waiting for decriminalization. Yeah. I've seen enough of devastation. Penalizing these girls is not the solution. It's not the solution.
Yeah, and not only that, but by criminalizing it, and because of the cultures some of these trafficked people come from, by making sex a stigma. Yeah. Also keeps them from going back home and keeps the family from even accepting her because she's no longer a virgin or she's soiled.
Exactly.
You know, all this other stuff that's so...
Exactly. We need to change that mindset completely. We completely need to change that mindset. Like, you know...
Yeah, that's something you gave birth to. That is your child. No ideology should be above the person you love.
It's about safety, you know. If somebody decides to make money that way, they should have safety. They should not be in such a dangerous situation. You know what I mean? It's such a dangerous situation. It's deadly dangerous out there. So,
and they take advantage. And these predators, these parasites, because that's what they are. You know, they're insecure people who have no ambition or anything and just want something for nothing, like a lot of these big companies too. They're equally as parasitical, and even killers base their thing. Oh, these are people nobody cares about. These are people no family wants. Nobody's gonna miss them.
That's so sad. That's what we are doing with old people, that we are picking them up, but we are their family, you know. We exactly. are there for them. They will pass in our arms. They will be our family. So we give them names, but we can't give them a surname yet because there's no legal way to do that. We can't get the paperwork. They cannot have proper paperwork, you know.
Oh, and it would take a lot of money to investigate where exactly they came from, huh?
It will.
Yeah, I can see that. And and India is big.
India is huge.
Yeah, and I've watched so many documentaries on just the all the stuff that's going on, like the brides who are used for farm work and beaten, or the women that with their babies out because they're females, they go ahead and have them, or you know, it just
A lot of women who go into sex work are just thrown out by their husband with a daughter. They don't know where to go. They go meet a man and they are hungry for days, and the man says, okay, I'll give you some money. Will you do it? Like, yeah, I'll do it. Right? She's a mom. She doesn't care. To her, yeah, she'll do it. She'll do it 1,000 times. This is what we need people to understand. That you don't know someone's circumstance, what they when they're doing, what they're doing. Why are you questioning it? I understand because a lot of times they try to put this criminalizing because of the trafficking thing. That's a completely separate zone. But if someone is selling sex, it's none of their business, firstly. None of anybody's business. It should be considered a business, literally. A business that somebody can run.
Like any other business.
Like any other business, like my astrology business, like somebody who's a tailor, their business, somebody who does Reiki, literally that. Mm-hmm. So we need to, this is what my dream is, that everybody, all the women in this profession, they have their freedom, they have their money, they're not worried about the police. None of us are worried about the police. Policemen tell them, you have to sleep with us. They're like, no, we won't sleep with them. And bang, they get picked up. Scary, right? I've had calls from girls like that telling me that this is what's going on, you know, this is what's happening. And at a point, at that stage, I had not found this girl yet. So I was literally not taking a cab and going to them. I was waiting for them to get back. Now we literally take a cab and go to the girl. If there's a problem, we literally know, matter what time it is, we literally just take a cab and go to the girl. So it's literally come to that. We've faced abuses. We've been called names. We've been called the girl I work with has been called names like she's a retard. She's something wrong with her mentally because we do this work, because we go to the girls and try to help them. There's something wrong with us. That's what people think. A lot of people.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. You know what's wrong with those people who think there's something wrong with you? And like I told a friend of mine who was telling me that they were catching crap for being around me, or I told him that. And, you know, he said that he defended me. I'm just like, let me tell you something. As long as I've been in this, I've learned to let that stuff roll off of me. Because people who aren't doing anything in their lives, not or just doing stuff for themselves, have no place to tell me or anybody else is trying to help another human being who they are or what they are. And anything they have to say to me has to roll off of me because it's worthless words. And she needs to remember that she's doing what she's supposed to do. She's doing her purpose. And they let those words hit you and then let it roll off of you.
Yeah.
Because you're doing something that they can't even do. They're, exactly. While they're talking, you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Keep talking. I'm doing something.
Yeah. So this is literally what we've been facing. Just one problem after the other, one hurdle after the other. During coronavirus, anyway, we are worried when we go out each time, you know, because the virus is out there, it's raging. So we are worried anyway. Then we have to go into police stations. We have to go on the road. We have to go by the sides of brothels. It's also pretty dangerous, you know.
Yeah.
So
Do you carry any security with you, Tina?
No, I have a pepper spray. That's it.
Tina, do you know self-defense, Tina? You need to be taking these things if you're going to go out there. I can whoop some ass, physically beat the shit out of, you know, but I've learned self-defense. So I need you to go and practice. You can even learn it yourself.
Richard is into self-defense. He's into kickboxing. I'm quite strong, but, you know, I just kind of like, I don't like hit anybody.
Okay, but if it comes to that, you need to learn how to fucking kick their ass because, yeah.
I have a pepper spray and I can't carry like a baton or anything. I don't have a stick or anything. But, and you know, I can't even hold a gun. So, I don't support guns at all. So, there's no question of that. So, I just have a pepper spray with me that's quite strong. I've never had to use it till now. Pretty much my voice and, you know, the threat has been okay. But that's why I was thinking that, you know, maybe I need to like really streamline this and get help and go with it. Because right now, both of us are just in the air. It's too much in the air. It needs to be more grounded, the work we are doing more.
Okay, I'm going to dress a candle and send an aura of protection for you and light it for you guys.
Yes. So it's crazy. Let's see where we are headed. This year is going to be quite turbulent, if you ask me the truth. And as I said, I don't think coronavirus is going anywhere. It's here to stay for a few years. It's not going anywhere. And the real reason of coronavirus, when that will come to light, is 2028, according to my predictions. Is when you will really know what happened during the coronavirus and during Trump's rule. You will really come to know a lot of truth, a lot of what happened. But we are going to see a lot of changes in the world. The next few years are going to be very, very pivotal. Many will fall off, many will take off. Exploitation and all. I'm very anxious to see how America responds to this change of office, because it's going to decide a lot of key points for many countries. So if we are all waiting with bated breath to see what Kamala Harris brings to the table, what Biden brings to the table, and what happens. Let's see. I wish you guys the best, because a ton of my subscribers as well as my fans are all in, you know. So I've just like literally been got a front row seat and I'm viewing this. And I had a past life regression, by the way, where I went into my mind and there I was in America. And I repeatedly kept getting this. And, you know, I told you about the wildfire. I literally saw them before they happened. The wildfires in California. I literally saw them. Like, I wrote about this 2016, 2017. I saw vicious fires in California. So that belief is, I think I lived a past life there somewhere. And it's I can't get it out of, I've never seen, you know, forest fires in my life, really. But I know I've seen it. It's there in my mind, seen it really close. So, yeah, it was quite a crazy experience. But let's see what changes America brings now, how things change, how, because this guy wants to stimulate the economy in a big way. That's what Biden is saying. So that means more money being ejected into the market. So, maybe it'll be better for all of us.
Okay, well, I'm counting on whatever created me, and hoping that more people start doing what you're doing, and more people start getting involved in changing our world. Because waiting for a few people to do it, it's not going to do it. It's about us realizing that it's one world. What affects you affects me, affects the other person. It's a whole circle, but everybody has to, and because it is our world, and because we are also individuals in a an individual in a one, in a oneness, everyone has to do their part because it's all our world. It's not just those people, and you can't put it all on those people. And one thing being in the position I am with my own people, I can understand a little bit how politicians would just give up on people because people aren't willing to really stand up, the, a lot of people, and they wait for someone else to do something for them. Yeah. And that's their job is basically, you know, their voice, like you're a voice. The people that don't bang their heads, the people that can do something within the organization to help themselves and help the other person. It's that's where the oneness comes in. But everything like a car, if the tires aren't filled with air and working properly, the car is not going to work properly. So that's us as human beings. Everybody has to be doing their part in order for us to become a better.
I forgot, I just don't want to keep keeping you
I just wanted to know if there was any more you wanted to say, and then I had just a couple personal questions I wanted to ask you.
I don't know, Shudra, what do you want me to talk? We've got an episode here, don't we?
Yeah, we have an episode. I wanted to ask you something. Every time I'm looking, whether it's 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12, there's always an 11 behind it. Every time I move or whatever, and every time I do something, it's 8-11, it's 3-11, it's 2-11. It's been going on for like 3 months now.
Okay, it's a very powerful number, 11. 11 is a master number, okay? 11 is basically, many people believe it's a twin flame number. Like if you see 11, you may meet your twin flame. It keeps repeating.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, however, I've been seeing, you know, 11-11 all the time. I keep seeing 11s as well. And Richard keeps seeing 113. You know, 113. He keeps seeing 113. He's got a very powerful 11 number. I think you also have a lot of 11s in your chart, like a 29 degree 11. And, you know, you have a lot of 11 signature. I think it's a doorway. You know, when you see the tarot deck, the high priestess, you see there's a 11 there and she sits in the middle. Mm-hmm. So kind of meet on that card, you know, against the tarot deck. Rider and Wayne Smith deck. I get a small one to start off with, and then take out the High Priestess card and just light a candle. Keep your spine erect. Just dim the lights and just take a deep breath and then just watch your breath. Your chest expand. Feel the breath go down, down, down. And then slowly exhale. Remember, exhalation is double inhalation. So if inhalation is 1, 2, then exhalation will be 1, 2, 3, 4. Understand?
Yeah.
Inhalation, okay. Exhalation is double inhalation. So once you do that, and then you look at the card, and you will see you will get a lot of answers. You may use that to journal. You know, because you have all these spiritual experiences, also sexual experiences that are spiritual. You will be able to write about that and you will be able to express that beautifully if you meditate a bit every day.
Okay.
So meditation is very important. Little mantra is very important. Bij mantra, seed mantras. For instance, a mantra for you would be clean.
Clean.
A-L-E-N. Okay, it's Krishna and Kali's Bij Mantra. So what you do is you say, Om Clean.
Om Clean.
Yeah. And then you say the Om, you say like this. Om
clean, right?
Yeah, and then just the om like that, and then clean. Feel the vibration when you do it.
Yeah.
You will see that you will get such powerful vibrations. There's another pranayama that is very powerful also. You sit erect, you keep your hand in Gyan Mudra like this. Then keep your neck straight. Just put chin tilted down a bit. So your whole being is straight. Join your hands like that. See, you're sitting straight. Straight. One hand goes like that. Gyan Mudra.
Gyan
Mudra. The other like this. Then, always left. Because left is the lunar nadi. It's Ida Nadi. Look, look, hold. Understand? You pull with this. Then you hold that. And you release with the other nostril.
Just okay. Let me see. This.
Yeah, this. No, just do this with this. The fourth finger. Fourth finger.
Oh, the fourth.
Don't do this. Not this. This. Yeah. Pull. Pull. Hold. Slowly release. Slowly release. Keep your neck straight. Neck straight. Keep your body supple but relaxed. Keep your shoulders relaxed. And this is called Anulom Vilom Pranayam.
Anulom Vilom Palaya.
Anulom Vilom Pranayam.
Palayam.
Pranayam. Pranayam.
Pranayam.
Yeah, pranayam. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna cut out this piece so I can remember it, and I'll put it on every morning.
Pranayama is very important, and Om Clean is your mantra. Om because clean. I've seen your chart, and I know that Krishna mantra will work. Kali and Krishna mantra, Vij mantra will work best on you. Om clean. Remember, close your mouth and feel.
Clean.
Yeah. Om also like that. Om.
Om.
Slowly fade it out. Then clean.
That.
This is gonna change. If you do this in the morning and in the night, mm-hmm. This will literally change everything about you.
Okay.
Like, take your vibration, take your energy, your whole energy will then start moving, start vibrating in a different manner.
Okay.
Also, another thing for you that is going to be very effective is get a copper kara like that if you can.
Okay.
A copper bracelet, but pure copper. Not mixed with anything else, pure copper, because it will balance your Venus.
Okay.
It will balance your hormones, it will balance your thyroid and your Venus and your money and your relationships.
Okay.
And if Venus is the goddess of beauty, love, so it's going to bring all of that, attract all of that into your life.
Okay.
Get a Venus, get a copper.
Copper.
Bracelet.
Let me write that down real quick. Copper.
Pure copper bracelet. And another very good thing for you to wear would be this. If you're into crystals.
Do you sell it on your site?
I don't sell. I can't send it to you. I try to send it to America. They don't allow metals to go. But if you ever in need of crystal bracelets, healing like this, tiger's eye, this is very powerful kyanite, absolutely authentic stones from the Himalayas, sourced, made at home. So malachite. Okay, if you're interested in bracelets like this, that I do sell, and that does go to the US.
Okay, so I'll order those from you, because I want to help you, however I can. Okay, so I'll order those from you.
I'll send you a picture.
So what am I ordering again, so I can remember?
I'll send you all the pictures of all the bracelets that I have.
Okay, tell me send me just the ones that you want me to get.
Okay, I want you to definitely get a tiger's eye, all right?
Okay.
Tiger's eye for Saturn. Write that down. Tiger's eyes for Saturn. I definitely want you to also get a lapis lazuli. Lapis lazuli is for Jupiter as well as Saturn.
Okay.
Jupiter being your dominant. I also will suggest for you something very, very special. That's called kyanite. All right, I have some things, so let me look through what I have, and I'll send you I'll go through your chart one time, and I'll tell you what you need. In fact, if I remember, you need Mars work. You definitely need some Mars energy, and that you can get by red jasper or red carnelian. So I'll see which ones I have, I'll see what planets, and I'll send you a list of the bracelets that I have. Okay. They are courierable. I've sent tons of bracelets all over the US. Okay. But these I can't sell. They don't send metals. But they're not available on the website because my payment is not done. I paid someone for it and they did not do it. So I have paid so much for my website and I have not been able to optimize it. And I'm
Can I give you the name of my guy? And he's only like $40 a month.
Okay. Let
me tell you something. He's so loving, understanding, and my whole wallet went missing, and I told him, and I said, well, I can get the temporary card. He says, don't worry about it. Pay me when you can. He's that amazing. I really like him. He cares.
Please do that, because I've just had really bad experience with my website. Now I have got a ton of products to sell, but I'm unable to sell them.
Okay, well, he's amazing. He's great, and he's honest. So I'll give you his you know. I had the guy that built my Kiara Nation was a former pimp. He's a complete asshole. He kept changing stuff. He put all my emails from my website to his email, and then he started sending me emails from him that he got. And I said, I didn't give you permission to be – why would – you get my emails.
Yeah.
Weirdo motherfucker. And you know what? When I took him off, he took down all my videos. I had to find this guy, Bachi. But you know, it's good. That's what I'm saying. From every chaos, there's something. Because at the time, I was mad as fuck. But then I went and I found this amazing guy. You know?
Wow. Nice. His thing, because you know, maybe he'll help me generate leads as well.
Yeah,
for my astrology.
Okay,
I know that. So I'm looking for someone like that, because you know, I just need to get my work out to more people, and I'm not being able to get my subscriber count up that much. You know, it's just such a hard job to get it growing organically, man. It's really hard. So
we'll talk to this guy, and he's gonna help you because he's amazing.
All right, perfect.
Okay, so I'll see you soon. I'm so happy to see you, and I'm going to send you through your email because I can't do it through Facebook. I want to send you the thing that I wanted to work on the special effects and stuff with Richard.
Yes. So
I'll send it through your email. Okay.
Yes, yes. And I'll send you the email of all the bracelets that I have. You can choose and you can let me know. All right.
Okay. And let's not be strangers and stay in touch and stuff. And I'll get us some guests that
I'll keep updating you. I'll keep updating you about. I have tagged you so many times on Facebook.
I don't know what Facebook's got against me, but they won't. I can't post hardly. I have to have another account post. And all this other shit. They're doing some weird shit with me.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why
I found two women that I have that I'm on my list. One is an ecosexual woman. She's uh-huh. into ecosexuality. She's a very old lady, I think 68, 70. She's been all of, like, you know, going all over Switzerland and all over that, preaching ecosexuality. Okay. Very interesting. Her name is Serena. She's on my list.
Okay.
Second one that I wanted to, you to interview, us to interview, is Dagmar Khan. She does pelvic health.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you set up an appointment and you tell me when, and you know that I'm always available and I'll make the time.
Yeah, I know. I just want you to see their profiles first.
Okay.
You know,
they're on Facebook?
Yeah, they're on Facebook.
Are you my friend under Valsina? Under my real name?
No.
Okay, so I'll friend you, because that's from there I'm posting now, because oops, I just told on myself. I'll cut that shit out. But I'll when you see Valsina Florima, that's me. You'll see me and my mom. Okay, I'll email, cause that way I can get them, because Facebook don't like Kiara Rose.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, love.
Okay.
All right, send me pictures of the bracelet soon.
Okay, and let's get this rolling.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, sweetie. Ah, that was fun. I'm not listening.